So yet another change in direction for the struggling vaccine rollout. David Crowe joins us now. Hi, David.
Morning, Fran.
Yet another abrupt change in the vaccine rollout, but then we do have this Delta variant, which is causing problems. Under 40s are being encouraged to talk to their doctor about getting their shot, AstraZeneca shot as well, because of obviously the change in the risk-benefit equation with community transmission. There's just not enough Pfizer. Some young Australians might prefer any vaccine to no vaccine. Is that fair enough, or is this just a move to cover for the government not signing enough deals for Pfizer and Moderna?
I think it's fair enough. I think the response so far that I've seen from the doctors seems to be positive. If GPs think that a patient should have or could have AstraZeneca, then now they've got the indemnity behind them to do that. It doesn't indemnify the patient. The patient has to make their own calculations about their own circumstances. But I think it's a logical decision. We know that there's about a million AstraZeneca doses being produced by CSL in Melbourne because of the age restrictions that Atagi decided through the government program. There's going to be extra supply, and this is a way to make the most of it for those people who want it. It seems like a logical move.
They've just been told it's not safe. I mean, the pressure on the Pfizer rollout is intense. We just had one listener write in saying, just made an appointment for my brother for Pfizer, Category B, at a Melbourne hospital hub for early August. That was the first available. So that's what, 5-6 weeks away?
Well, I mean, the dynamics are pretty clear. Australia is dependent on Pfizer production overseas. The only production it's got locally is AstraZeneca, and so there's plenty of AstraZeneca. Now, I just don't see the situation changing with the Pfizer doses, other than what the government's already said, and Karen Price just reminded us of that, which is the increase in doses that'll come on in July. The government's relying on Pfizer expectations of 600,000 doses per week during July. Now, that's the acid test for the government at this point, whether they can get that. I asked last night Scott Morrison whether we could get further supplies. Could we get Moderna faster? Could we get more Pfizer? There just doesn't seem to be any scenario for that because those supplies were already dedicated to rollouts in North America and in Europe.
So even if you pay a premium, it's not necessarily there. Hey, rocky start, David, for Barnaby Joyce in his reboot as Nationals leader. First he demotes water and resources from Cabinet. Now he's being urged to apologise for saying over the weekend, people in the country, quote, couldn't really give a shit about Melbourne's recent lockdown. We look at Melbourne and go, you can almost smell the burning flesh from here. Is this going to win Barnaby Joyce votes in the bush, or do you think people will think he's gone too far?
I think there's a big risk for the Nationals that voters will recoil from Barnaby Joyce going too far. He's certainly divisive. We know that. We know that the vote inside the Nationals party room was very divided north-south. The further north you went, the stronger the support for Barnaby Joyce. You know, south of New South Wales, he had one big supporter, Bridget McKenzie, the senator for Victoria. I don't think those kind of remarks help in the south. I can't see how they really help in the north either. So I think it's going to be a real gamble for the Nationals with this kind of divisive language. Most likely scenario is that he'll start to tone it down because he's already got enough fights on his hands within his own party room.
And just briefly, David, yet another government program running foul of the Auditor General, the Audit Office finding projects worth about $660 million from the Urban Congestion Fund were spent, in the majority of them, commuter car parks and road intersections in Liberal-held or marginal seats. Labor says this is sports rorts on steroids. What do you think?
I think there's a long way to go with this one. The audit came out yesterday. There'll be a lot of debate about this. We don't have Parliament for 5 weeks, but we're certainly going to have a big debate about this. $4.8 billion infrastructure fund, 38% of the money went to Victoria. Not all of it's been spent. In fact, only two of the commuter car parks have been built. But most of the money dedicated so far went to 5 coalition seats in Victoria. It was a big announcement at the last federal election, only 2 built. Certainly politically skewed from what you can see in that initial audit.
Okay, David, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
David Crowe is chief political correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age.